Mishnah Yom is for Wednesday, the 24th day of Cheshvan, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah is going to talk about inheritance of the deceased brother, one who passed away without children. Who exactly inherits those properties? We'll see, there'll be a machlokas here in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is also going to talk about a chalutza, that a lady who's had chalitza done to her, she is considered like a grusha, like a divorcee, and we are machmir with her, like by a divorcee. Says the Mishnah, Hacholitz leivimto, want to give chalitza to his deceased brother's wife. He didn't want to do yibum, he gave chalitza. Harihuk echad menachin delanachla, he still remains as one of the other brothers, equal rights to the nachala, to the possession of the deceased brother. The Gemara tells us that the Mishnah's chiddush here is, we don't say, well, he gave chalitza, that means he lost the mitzvah of Yibum, maybe we'll make a penalty, he should lose the chelek in the Yerusha of the deceased brother, he didn't want to build the house of his brother. No, we do not say that. We say he's done chalitza, she can now get married to whoever she wants, but he is now still considered like any of the other brothers, and they will share, and he'll get a portion like any of the other brothers in the property of the deceased brother. This is all, of course, if the father's not alive. V'im yesh avamav, says the Mishnah, if, however, the father of these brothers is alive, nechosim shalav, then they go in inheritance to him. The father will inherit the deceased son. That's because there was no yibum done here. As far as Yerusha is concerned, of a child, when there's a father involved or brothers involved, the father will always get first. That's if there's no Yibum. It was a chalitza. Hakoinus is Yibimtoi, continues the Mishnah, but if one of the brothers does Yibum, then that person who does Yibum and builds the house of his brother, Zocha b'nechosim shalachiv, he will be Zocha, he will inherit all the properties, all the estate of his deceased brother, even if there's a father alive. And even if he divorces her one day later, doesn't matter. Once he's done the mitzvah of Yibum, the Torah says, Yokum al shem ochib hames, he shall take the place of his deceased brother. Yokum means taking the place in terms of nachal inheritance. That means the one who does Yibum to his deceased brother's wife will get his property. This is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he argues and says, no. He says, Bein kach uvein kach. Whether a person gives chalitza to the Yibum, or whether he does actually do Yibum, he actually consummates it, he lives with it. Im yesh amav, if there's a father alive, nechosim shalav, the properties will always go to the father. The father first. The Gemara explains what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that the Pasuk says, V'hoya ha-b'choyer, and the b'choyer. The Torah is telling us that the Yavam is like a Bechor. Just like the Bechor will not get anything in the properties of his father while his father is alive, so too the Yavam cannot get any Yerusha in the life of the father as well. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, unlike the Tanna Kamma. The Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that should one of the brothers do Yibum, that person, that Miyabim, does get the properties of the deceased brother, and only he does. Hacholitz leivimtoi. One who gives chalitza to his yivama, who also bekarvesau, he cannot marry any of her relatives. And the reason that is the chachamim treated a chalitza as far as this case is concerned, like a grusha, like a woman who's divorced. And therefore all the relatives of a divorced lady will be also for a chalitzad lady, a lady who's had chalitza done, as we'll explain. She and her part is also to his relatives, the same one that a grusha would be also to her ex-husband's relatives, so to a chalutza is also to her ex, not ex, but to her, the one who gave her chalutza. Who also be ima? Mishnah now tells us, he's also in marrying the mother of the chalutza, over emima, or her mother's mother, over emabia, or her father's mother, over vita, or her daughter, of Vasbita, her daughter's daughter, of Vasbina, or her son's daughter. All these relatives of the woman that he gave chalitza to are forbidden to the husband even after he gave her gerusha, even after he divorced her, and even if she died. Chalutza is like a gerusha, and therefore similarly, he'll be also to have these relatives, to marry the relatives. She's also to the relatives of the one who gave her chalitza. And continue further the Mishnah, Uva achoisa bizman shehi kayemas. And he's also forbidden to marry the sister of the woman he gave chalitza if the Yavama, the one who gave chalitza, is still alive. After she died, no problem. It's permitted for him to marry the sister of a chalitza, just like in the case of a gerusha. If a man divorces a wife, and then the wife dies, then he's allowed to marry the sister. No problem. V'ha'achin, and the brothers of the chalitz, they mutarin, they're allowed to marry her relatives. Why is that? Because once she had chalitza done from brother A, when brother A gave her chalitza, that's it. The zikah, the connection to all the other brothers, is totally removed. And therefore her relatives will only be forbidden to brother A, to that chalitza. The chachamim treated the chalitza like gerushin, as we said before, and therefore, just like in the case of gerushin, brother A would be also to the relatives of her is gerusha, so he's also to the relatives of his chalitza. Now, we've talked about what he cannot marry from her relatives. Now the Mishnah tells us the other side. V'hi asura bi'aviv. And she, the chalutza, is forbidden to have relatives of the man who gave her chalutza. Such as aviv, the first one is asura b'aviv. She's forbidden to marry the father of the man who gave her chalutza. She's like a daughter-in-law. Over Avi Aviv, or the father of his father, that means she's like a kalas, but no, she's like the daughter-in-law of his son. Now, even though that's only midrabbanon, it's not minatora forbidden. Even in a case of a grusha, of a divorcee, it's only midrabbanon to be also to the daughter-in-law of a son. But the chachamim still made the gzeira; they still made this restriction, even by a case of chalutza, even though chalutza is midrabbanon, even though it sounds like it's a double drabbanon. Number one, the whole relationship, the chalutza, to treat her like a grusha is midrabbanon, and the relationship is midrabbanon, doesn't matter. They did go as far as saying that. Uviv noi. She's also forbidden to marry a son that the one who gave her chalutza might have had from another woman. That would be called Eshes Ovid. It's like the wife of his father, as far as the son is concerned. Uviv ven benoi. She's also forbidden to marry the grandson of the one who gave her chalitza, because she, to him, would be like the wife of the father of his father. Now, even though that's only midrabbanan osur to marry the wife of one's grandfather, midrabbanan that's osur, but as we said before, the isur drabbanan which apply to a grusha, the chachamim applied them as well to the case of a chalitza. Who else is she forbidden to? Ba'achiv. She's forbidden to marry the brother of the one who gave him chalitza, and that's because she would be called that's a case of eshesach, wife of her brother, and when you're not doing gibum is a series of era. Uvei ben achiv, and also the son of the brother, she cannot get married to the son of the brother of the one who gave her chalitza. That relationship would be one of eshes achi aviv. That would be forbidden under the prohibition of marrying the wife of your father's brother, an auntie, basically. That's also prohibited as well. Continues the Mishnah, Muta Odom Bikroivas Tsaras Chalutzosa. It is permitted for someone to marry the relative of the Tsara of his Chalutza. Even though they forbade the relatives of the Chalutza, but they did not make a gzera on the relatives of the Tsara of the Chalutza, that means the other wife. Let's give an example. Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Shimon had two wives, Leah and Noah. And then Shimon dies without any children. Comes along Reuven, his brother, and does the mitzvah to one of these women. Let's say he does Yibum to Leah. And he marries Leah. Or he actually, no, he doesn't marry. He gives a chalitza. Reuben comes along and gives chalitza to Leah. Now, Shimon had another wife, as we said before, Noah, but Reuven just did Chalitza to Leah. Noah, however, has a sister called Tirzah. Can Reuven marry Tirzah? Let's think, what is the relationship? Leah and Noah were tsaras to each other, right? They were both wives of Shimon. Shimon died, leaving these two wives, who are not related, but they had tsara one or the other. Reuven did chalitza to one of them, to Leah. Noah, of course, Reuven can't marry Noah, that's no question. Noah would be two yevamos out of one house, that's for sure not. But Noah has a sister called Tirzah. Can Reuven marry Tirzah? And the Mishnah says, yes, he can. Tirzah would be called the relative of the tzara of his chalitza. Tirzah is the sister of Noah, that's the tzara, of Leah, of the chalitza. No problem. And why is it mutter? Why is she mutter? The reason Tirzah is mutter to Reuven is because people will not make a mistake and say, oh, look at that, Reuven's marrying the tzara of his chalitza. People won't do that. Because when Leah had chalitza done to her, unlikely that she's going to take her tzara. She might take her sister, but she's not going to take her tzara. She's unlikely for Noah to come up to Beis Din as well. So no one will make a mistake. No one will make a mistake that Noah had chalitza. And everyone understand that when Reuven marries Tirzah, he's simply marrying the relative of a tzara of the chalitza. That's fine. However, the osu b'tzaras korevas chalitzasai. Reuven cannot marry the tzara of the relative of his chalitza, the other wife of a relative, of a sister of chalitza. What's the case? So, let's say in a case that we just mentioned, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Shimon dies, and Reuven comes along, gives chalitza to Leah. Okay. Now, Leah has a sister married to David, let's say. Leah and Rachel have our sisters. And now, David has another wife called Sarah. David dies. David's not related at all to Reuven Shimon, but David dies. And Reuven now wants to come along. Now, he can't marry Rachel, obviously, because she's the sister of this chalitza. But he would like to marry Sarah, who is the tzara of the kreva of his chalitza. Sarah is the other wife of Rachel, or in addition to Rachel, she's a tzara to Rachel, who happens to be a sister of his chalitza. That he cannot do. What's the reason? What's the rationale behind that? Why can Reuven not marry the tzara of a kreva of his chalitza, the tzara of a relative? And the reason for that is because when Leah went to court to do chalitza, when she went to the Beis Din, she would have taken her sister Rachel with her. Because that's what people do. They take, it's not uncommon at all to take your sister along for comfort or for morale or whatever it is. So Rachel would have fronted up to Beis Din. And when Reuven gave chalitza to Leah, people could make a mistake and think after the event, oh, I remember Rachel was a Beis Din. Yeah, Rachel gave Reuven. They can easily get mixed up that Reuven gave chalitza to Rachel. If you allow Reuven to marry Sarah, who is the tzara of Rachel, people will start saying, oh, look, you're allowed to marry the tzara of your chalitza. And that's absolutely prohibitive that you cannot do. So therefore, the rabbis went and said that they're even also to marry the tzara of the kreva of the chalitza because of the confusion that could come about. And therefore they said it's also. We'll show a diagram afterwards, it'll make it easier. Mishnah Ches. Now, this Mishnah is going to teach us about a Yavama who happens to be the sister of the Chalutza of the Yavam. The Yavama happens to be the sister of the Chalutza of the Yavam. She cannot have Yibum, she can only have your Chalutza. She can only get Chalutza. But if she happens to be not the sister of the Chalutza of the Yavam, but a sister of the Grusha of the Yavam, a sister of the divorcee of the Yavam, she doesn't need anything, because that's awesome in our Torah. Let's explain, says the Mishnah. Hacholet Slivim Toi. Person who gives chalitza to his Yavam. Shimon gave chalitza to Leah. Fine. Gave chalitza to Leah. Leah was the Yavam. Now, Venasa Achiv, comes along Reuven, and Reuven marries Esachosa. Reuven marries Leah's sister, call her Rachel. Reuven now dies without children, Vames. Reuven dies without children. And now Rachel, his wife, the widow, comes to Shimon and says, no, what are you going to do? Reuben Machalitza. Well, the Mishnah says there's only one option, Chalitza. Why can't Shimon do Yibum? Because she, Rachel, is the sister of his Chalitza. You cannot marry the sister of your Chalitza. Mirabbanan, you can't do it. But because it's only Asa Mirabbanan, the Zika Min HaTorah, the connection to Shimon is strong. It's there still. And the only way you can remove it is do Chalitza. So the Mishnah says, Chalitzas, and that's because the sister, the prohibition of marrying the sister of your chalutza is only midrabanan, and because it's only midrabanan, it's not strong enough to take away the zikah, to take away the din of yibum. So what do? Chalutza is required. That will remove the zikah, and that will also ensure that they're not violating the isur drabanan of marrying the sister of a chalutza. V'chein, and similarly. Now the Gemara says we should not say v'chein, because this is avol, this is a contrast. Avol, but hamegarish es ishtoi. If Shimon doesn't do yibum, we're not talking about chalutza, I mean, he did a formal get, he divorced his wife Leah. And Leah has a sister called Rachel. And Reuven married her. V'nos achiv is achos, Reuven marries his sister Rachel. And then Reuven dies without children, v'meis. And Rachel now comes to Shimon and says, no, what are you going to do? Yibum or Chalitza? Says the Mishnah, nothing is required. Harizoi peturim and Chalitza and Yibum. Rachel is absolutely nothing done. Why? Because Rachel, to Shimon, is called Achos Gerushasai. She's the sister of his divorcee. A sister of a divorcee is Osur Min HaTorah. And if it's Osur Min HaTorah, there's no zikah, there's no connection. Don't need yid, don't need, she's potter from yibum or chalitza, nothing is required.